And welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. Of course, no spring sports to talk about or interview spring coaches, so we have been visiting with La Caprile Valley graduates and catch up with them and see how they're doing in college and what they're doing, and maybe reminisce a little bit about their high school careers out at La Caprile Valley. And this morning we have Caden Bjornheld. Caden and I are practicing social distancing this morning. We're doing this over the phone, right, Caden?
Yep.
And we need to be safe that way, right?
Right.
It's crazy what's going on. You're up at Concordia Moorhead. Tell us a little bit about it. I suppose you have some friends up there that are in baseball or softball, and their season is done.
They were done right away. The MIAC canceled everything quickly. So
that's right. Well, Caden, first of all, tell us a little bit about your family.
I have one brother and one sister. My brother's in 7th grade, and he goes out to La Caprile. My sister is in 11th grade, and she goes to Monty.
Okay. And your parents?
Yeah, my mom, she's an accountant in Montevideo, and my dad is a high school gym teacher and special ed teacher at a high school in La Caprile.
Okay. I've asked Caden to come on and talk a little bit about you at La Caprile Valley. I believe you were a three-sport athlete, right, Caden?
Yep, football, basketball, and baseball.
All right, and do I have to ask what was your favorite sport?
Basketball was my favorite, but football was a close second.
It was, okay. And, of course, Caden was all-conference in all three sports, football, basketball, and baseball, and a number of awards. He's also voted the Male Athlete of the Year. I believe that was last year, right, Caden?
Yep, my senior year.
Yeah,
yep.
you graduated last year. Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Before we talk about basketball up at Concordia, let's talk a little bit about your La Caprile Valley career, high school career. Got any favorite memories in football? We'll start with football first. What do you like about football? What positions did you play?
I was a receiver and safety.
Okay. Any good memories? It doesn't have to be your senior year. Any during your football career?
Yeah, my junior year, when we won the home playoff game. That was pretty fun.
Okay, and who was that against, Caden? We got to refresh my memory.
I think it was Canby, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. So
that was a good moment, huh?
Yeah, because that was the only playoff game we won my whole varsity career.
Oh, okay. Yep. Who were some of your teammates on that football team, quarterback at the time and stuff like that, that was throwing you the ball?
Wyatt Halverson.
Okay.
He was a quarterback.
Okay. Yeah, he can pitch too, can he?
Yeah, he can.
How about basketball career? That's your favorite sport. Any good memories on the basketball court?
Yeah, my favorite definitely was winning the Camden Conference my senior year against Mineota.
Yeah, that was a bit. Where was that game played at again?
La Caprile.
Okay, and how did you do in that game, Caden?
I did pretty good. Okay. I was in double figures for points.
Okay.
So, I mean, did pretty good.
Did Mineota beat you during the regular season, or?
Yeah, they did. Okay. We lost to them badly the first time we played them.
So what was the difference?
I just think we brought more energy when we played them in the Canada Conference Championship game because there was more on the line.
Okay. Good. And, of course, you played baseball for Coach Bart Hill. Tell us a little good memory there.
Last year, making it to the section finals and playing KMS, even though we were one game away from going to state, it was still pretty fun to play in those games.
Okay. Is that when you had to beat KMS twice?
Yep. We beat them the first game and then lost in the second game.
Okay, yeah. I kind of remember that first game. That was pretty exciting. It was a close game, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was fun to play in.
Yeah. Any other memories on baseball, on the field? What position did you play?
Pitcher and shortstop and second.
Okay. Good memories there.
Yeah.
All right. I know you were recruited pretty heavy for basketball, different colleges. Tell us a little bit about that process and why you chose Concordia.
Yeah, so I was recruited by Gustavus and Concordia for both basketball and football. But I knew I kind of wanted to play basketball over football a little bit. And when I visited Concordia, it just felt like everyone cared there and everyone wanted you to succeed. So that was a big reason why I chose Concordia.
Okay. And academics, I'm sure, as well. Would you have something in mind? Or?
Yeah, I'm thinking about being an accountant, and Concordia is a really good business school, so that was also another reason why I chose Concordia.
So you're following your mom's footsteps?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So that's another reason you chose Concordia. Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about your freshman season up at Concordia on the basketball court then.
Yeah, well, it wasn't exactly how I planned it was going, because end of October, my appendix actually erupted, but I didn't know it. It actually erupted for like a week, so it was pretty bad.
Mm.
And I had to have emergency surgery, and I was in the hospital for 5 days. So I was out for a while for basketball season, so I didn't get to play much because of that.
Wow, that's a little painful. How did you walk around with a ruptured appendix, Kate?
It hurt. I didn't think of it at the time that that's what could have been. So,
well, that's,
I don't know.
Yeah. So, did you get after you recovered there? Did you get some practice in with the team? Or?
Yeah, towards the end of the season, I got to start practicing a little bit, and yeah.
Okay. Do you get a red shirt or not? How does that work?
No, they don't do that in D3.
Okay.
So.
Okay. All right. How did the team do this year?
We didn't do very good this year. We only won 3 games.
Okay. So looking to be on the court next year then?
Yeah, hopefully.
Okay. Well, that was too bad. That was kind of a downer for you, I bet, huh?
Yeah, I was not expecting that to happen this year.
Yeah, well, you'll come back stronger this year then, huh?
Yes, definitely.
All right. What do you miss about high school sports or about being at Lac Parle Valley?
Just being around your friends that you've had for a long time and just having memories with them.
Mm-hmm. I know you've created some new friends up at Concordia, huh?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, Caden. Well, the best of luck to you this coming year there. Hopefully the COVID-19 will be over by next winter, huh?
Hopefully.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Caden, for filling us in on what's going on.
Yep. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. That's Caden Burneld, Lac Parle Valley graduate and former athlete there, and now up at Concordia in Moorhead. And we'll take a commercial break and be back with more of the Coach's Show after this.